At the end of Birchas HaShachar, we mentioned that Hashem is a gomel chasodim tovim l'amo Yisrael. Baruch atah Hashem, a gomel chasodim tovim l'amo Yisrael. You do great things to the Jewish people. Rav Aaron Karlin, Rav Aaron Agadol, founder of Karlin Chasidus, the one who wrote the song Kol Echsof, turned to someone one time and he asked, I don't understand. What do you mean a gomel chasodim tovim l'amo Yisrael? All right. Hashem does good to the goyim also. Look in Karlin. There's a non-Jew here that has 9 buildings, owns no less than 9 buildings here in Karlin. So he does good things for the non-Jews also. And Rav Aaron answered his own question and said, but he didn't give them Shabbos. That's the chasodim tovim. The chasodim tovim that only the Jews have. The special merits and kindnesses that only Jews have is Shabbos. We spoke last time about Onig Shabbos. I'd like to share for a moment the language of the Mesillas Sharim in Seder Vikuach. In Chelkei Precious. So he says, what's Precious? What does it mean to separate from this world? Shalola, everybody has to know this. What's really the ultimate picture of a Jew? Shalola kachar midivrei olam elamasha tzarki achriya. How does a person decide how much he should eat? He should decide what he really needs. That's how you decide. Not, you know, they said to someone, went to a kiddush, how much longer are you staying? Say, I'm staying for another 2 pieces of kugel. That's how much longer I'm staying. No. A person is supposed to take masha tzarki achriya, what you need. Whatever it is, with macholos, etc., malbushim, what your clothes should be. How many clothes do I need? I need 50 sweaters. B'tiyulim, b'shmuot, how much you have to talk? Yeah, take what you need. But on days like Shabbos, when the onig is a mitzvah, on those days it's different. Yis'anig, v'yishtasheya, means enjoy yourselves and have a nice time. V'yishtasheya, shashuim. Sharei inugo mitzvah, because on those days your inug is a mitzvah. That's the lashon of the Mesillas Sharim. Sha'onig ben mitzvah, when the onig is mitzvah, yisanig yishtasheh. Then you don't have to live with the same level of cheshbon that you have all year round. Sharei inugo mitzvah. I once saw the Chavetz Chaim says, brought down, the Talmid of the Chavetz Chaim brought down that he heard from him. If you see something on Shabbos that you like and you don't take it, it's a bittul mitzvah of onig Shabbos. It's a real thing. I want that piece of licorice. No, I'm not going to take it. That is a bittul of onig Shabbos. That's an invalidation, nullification of the mitzvah that we see here, inuga mitzvah. This is a problem for dieters, of course, right? I mean, so we don't want to diet. I once mentioned this Chavetz Chaim to Talmud Chacham. He said it doesn't mean you have to eat an enormous amount of the thing. That doesn't necessarily say, but which is better for dieters. But the etzem fact you should take, we see that. So now let's think about this. This is really another amazing part of Shabbos. And we've been speaking all the weeks. Not only is it okay to get pleasure, but it's also mitzvah. And once a mitzvah, this is my addition, it means I get schar for it. Right? I'm getting schar for my very eating, for my enjoying that meal. I'm getting a rewarded for digging in. And based on the Chavetz Chaim theory that we mentioned previous weeks, that every mitzvah on Shabbos is worth 613 because Shabbos is connected to Kol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos is against the whole Torah, which means it's mitzvahs. The mitzvah I do on it is against the whole Torah. So not only do you get rewarded for eating on Shabbos, but you even get rewarded 613 times for eating on Shabbos, which is amazing. Eating on Shabbos, I think, seems to be, is worth 613 mitzvahs during the week. Unbelievable. And of course, if you do it for Simcha, you get how much more schar? So we mentioned previously, I believe, the Orchas Tzadikim says, Misha osa mitzvahs besimcha, shava elef yadus, mimisha osa otam kemasa me'elof. Someone who does a mitzvah with joy, I'm happy to be doing the mitzvah, it's worth what? 1,000 times more than someone who does it as a burden. I think I have to put on my tefillin. No, I enjoy putting on my tefillin. That's worth 1,000 times more. Putting that together with the Chavetz Chaim eating, that means if I enjoy eating on Shabbos, I get 613,000 mitzvahs during the week. That's what comes out. But now there's a tricky thing. I believe this joy at least has to be because of the mitzvah. Right? What does it mean to do a mitzvah besimcha? If I like going to a sukkah because it's very, very, very hot out, and I like the shade of the sukkah, and I enjoy being in the sukkah because of its shade, I don't think that's called simcha shel mitzvah. I have to be enjoying the mitzvah. I'm happy because it's a mitzvah. So same thing, l'chora, with owning Shabbos. If I'm eating just to eat, then maybe the basic part you get. I'm not talking about that. But the 1,000 times more, which is because you're doing the mitzvah b'simcha, that you don't get. So I need to have joy not from how great the kishk is, but the fact that I'm eating this kishka because it's Shabbos. That's where the thousand times. Again, the basic schar of onik Shabbos, I'm not talking about that. That's not a point which is exactly clear for me. Is that dependent on kavan or not? That needs more work. But for sure, the 1,000-time bonus. So, Rabosai, anyway, what we see again, we're going to close by emphasizing again and again, we see how central it is and really important to focus on Shabbos, not only in our davening and our learning and how special it is, but even our eating on Shabbos on a completely different place than the rest of our lives. Thank you.